This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
One of the things about the Hawk and Tom Show that you've probably come to appreciate over the years is that we do not shy away from controversial subjects. We're willing to tackle those troublesome topics head on.
Sure.
Today, I'm going to go ahead and bring up a very divisive subject. What do you put on top of your Christmas tree?
Oh.
Now we have the traditional battle between the star and the angel.
Right.
That's what most people go with, one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we've got the Who Put the Stump in the Rumpty Rump song that we play,
yeah,
which definitely kind of makes you think the angel may not be the best choice.
It's painful for her or him. But we'll have that song for you coming up in a second.
And the star, of course, has great religious symbolism.
Right.
The star that they followed to find the baby Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It fits in well with the celebration of his birthday.
Right.
But there are also some other interesting ideas for people who don't want to fall into the traditional trap.
Okay, and I do see some of those online. I will say growing up, we had this angel where the wings would move. And it would go very slowly, and it's almost like one of those porcelain doll, like creepy. It was a creepy angel. You don't hear creepy and angel in the same sentence most days.
I knew an angel that was kind of creepy in high school.
I dated one.
Did you really? But it was like, and its head would like turn,
oh,
and its
gosh,
wings
no.
would move, and it was creepy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here are some alternatives that might be of interest to you if you would like to stand out for being different, but not maybe weird.
Back in the day when I actually put up a real tree, I had a lot of red bows, and I had this
yeah.
one big red bow that mm-hmm. I'd put at the top.
Cato, that mm-hmm. is one of the most common alternatives, is a bow on top of the tree.
I don't think I've ever used an angel. I've used a star
yeah.
and the bow.
Mm-hmm.
We always did the star.
Yeah, we do the bow, because my grandma gave me this really gorgeous gold bow before she passed, so that goes at the top of the tree every
year.
Cool.
Oh, that's
I love
sentimental.
That.
The say the bow is really good for people who are not religious, too, because it's not a religious symbol at all. It's just like part of the pack. Packages underneath it.
You don't think Jesus wore a bow tie every once in a while, maybe to a black tie event?
I've seen like that Apostles show, and I don't think he did.
Is the Chosen?
Yeah.
Bow tie and Jesus sandals. It's an interesting look.
Yeah, dress it up here. Jesus is going formal tonight.
All right. Now, here's one you may have seen and forgotten about, but a snowflake.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've seen those before. And a lot mm-hmm. of times they'll have LEDs in them, so they light up, but they have a giant snowflake on top of the tree.
Yeah.
This is getting a little bit weirder. A Rudolph head.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So they had a Rudolph with a red nose glowing.
Sure.
But that just seems a little hunter or redneckish
well,
to me.
Well, why not? You already got fish and deer head on the wall. Mm, go ahead
exactly.
and put Rudolph up there, too.
We'll just take the deer head off the wall and pop it up on the tree with
honestly,
a red nose.
Funny. That would be funny if you had one of those deer heads and you put a red nose on it every year.
It's See, and I always wonder what the reindeer think when they do land at your house and you've got deer head everywhere. Everywhere,
yeah.
if they're like, the
reindeer don't come inside.
Well, Santa might tell them.
Why would he tell them that? He goes in, he keeps his mouth shut, and he goes back and says, next house.
Well, some places, they leave reindeer treats. Like, they leave treats for the reindeer,
inside
too.
Inside the house?
Yeah.
The reindeer's down the roof.
Yeah.
I've seen that TV show.
I got proof. There was deer poo on my roof one time. I had to clean it up.
Santa has to bring that out, I
honestly
think.
Santa needs one of those big poopy bags.
All right. A Santa Claus, Mrs. Claus, or a Santa hat goes on top of the tree in some cases. I could see getting, I mean, Santa shows up at your house and he sees a big plastic version of himself on top of the tree. That's got to make him feel good.
Well, Santa hat's perfect because it's in that triangle. That.
Right. Yeah. It does fit really well.
Yeah.
It gets a little weird from there. People started getting creative, cut up toilet paper rolls covered in glitter. Sounds like a child's project at school.
Okay.
I don't know how that would look unless you made it in a star shape or something.
I don't know.
I don't either. And then you get the really the geeky people, the people who have Yoda from Star Wars dressed as Santa.
That reminds me of the other one I saw. It's like $99 at Hallmark, a store where you put the Death Star up on the top of the big round ball that Darth Vader and Emperor Palpatine made.
And are you speaking English?
Yes, I am.
No.
It's got a green light on it coming down.
I heard something about palpitations. I don't know.
What's so crazy is he said that out loud to people.
There are a lot of people who know exactly what he's talking about.
Listen, Star Wars is probably one of the greatest stories of our time.
It is
our generation.
Absolutely one of the greatest geek stories of all time.
Absolutely.
I just consider it a popular movie amongst a lot of people.
Okay, but I mean, it changed the world.
Did it?
Yeah. I mean, not as much as Jesus, but it changed the world.
You know, you say that, but like, I don't see women wearing their hair like Princess Leia.
Not saying that. I'm just saying just the creative story alone. Like all the Star Wars stuff that we know about, and most people do know about Star Wars.
Yeah, I support it. My legs look like Chewbacca.
Well, Merry Christmas. Right. It's that time of year.
They mentioned a turkey or a turkey puppet. That seems like you're just dragging Thanksgiving along into Christmas.
Then you can make fun of that one, but not Star Wars.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I mean, a turkey puppet. Who has a turkey puppet on hand?
People, I guess, who celebrated Thanksgiving really wildly.
I reckon.
The Eye of Sauron from Lord of the Rings.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's almost as goofy as the Star Wars one.
Well, it's got the big building there, you know, and it's a big, long, tall tower, and he's got that big red eye-looking thing
on
top.
You don't have to explain it.
I didn't know what it was when I said it, Cato. Mm-hmm.
Going back to Star Wars, not to bore you guys, but someone put red lights all over their tree and put a Darth Vader helmet on the top and the cape around the sides of the tree. Yeah.
Did they have any friends over?
Friends.
They took a picture of it and put it on the internet. That's where I saw it. So.
And then this may be the weirdest of all. Baby Jesus on the top of the tree is an alien and a star above that was a UFO.
You say baby cheeses, like the little baby bells?
Baby what?
Cheeses.
Did you ever watch Modern Family where she was like, I bought you a box of baby cheeses?
I'm not saying that. Is it?
I don't want that.
Oh, the smaller Cheez-Its?
Yeah.
Cheez-Its. No, not Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
Cheez-Its.
The little round things of cheese.
Baby Bell cheese.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
So you didn't say baby cheeses, did you?
No, I don't think so.
Jesus.
But that would be so good. You walk by the tree, you want a little snack, just pick up a baby bell.
I'm thinking that's going to have mold on it for a couple of days.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, and then you get the tree out the next year, and you're like, what? That's moldy cheese on my tree.
Now,
you ever leave a Christmas ornament up, and the next year you get out, oh, there's where that ornament went.
No.
Not done that? Okay.
And here's the weirdest one of all. 6% of people says we don't put anything on top of our tree.
No. Now,
that's just, I think, against the Bible.
I don't think Darth Vader is.
Well, I don't know, but putting nothing on your tree on the top.
Sometimes you got that one long, like, looks like a finger sticking up at the very top.
Yeah.
And anything you put on top of it, it just falls over to the side.
Yeah, it's a leaning tree. You get so upset, it takes you an hour just to get it straightened up. Mm-hmm. You got to put like a broomstick in the back of your tree to make sure that,
So I can understand not putting anything up.
Now you have a couple of alternatives if you don't want to do the star or the angel.
Okay.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
All right, fellas, have you ever, been at home and your significant other comes home and she has a large, huge amount of shopping bags and she says something like, I bet you thought you forgot to buy me a Christmas present this year.
Never.
Yeah. Or maybe you're out shopping and you're like, oh, that would be a perfect gift for me. Merry Christmas, me. Oh, I hope this fits me. Oh, it does. Merry Christmas.
You did so good.
Yeah.
Good job, honey.
That's the perfect gift. Are you a self-gifter?
I've already given myself two gifts
for
Christmas? The last week. Yep.
You're not alone, because a lot of people do that.
Yep, sure did.
Tom, do you gift yourself something for the Christmas season?
I don't think of it that way, but sometimes when I'm shopping for like my son and I'll see something cool, and I'll be like, dang, I want that, and I'll just buy it.
Well, and that's what they say. Survey found like a third of us have bought someone a Christmas present and decided that, hey, you know what? I like it so much, I'm going to get me one of these too.
See, my problem is I'm like, I'm already spending the money. Might as well get myself a little something too.
Yeah.
I'm a little opposite. I bought something I wanted, and then I got to thinking about it. I'm like, oh, I need a family gift for our Dirty Santa game. I'm just going to gift that to them. My mom was like, well, you think anybody else is going to like it just because you did? I said, yeah.
Well, you know what? What's so funny is 42% of Americans, they actually plan on buying themselves a gift every year. It's like part of the Christmas tradition now. It's like, well, I'm buying all these other gifts. No one's going to know if I slip one or two in for me when the bill comes January.
I don't see what, I mean, I don't know if anyone will notice part. It seems reasonable to me to buy yourself a present.
Does it?
As long as you don't go overboard.
Yeah. You got to reward your hard work.
Buying everybody else a Christmas present?
Yeah.
And I'll notice next month if I buy me something.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you should know immediately, I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking anyway. But most of us are spending under $100 on ourselves when it comes to self-giving. But some of us splurge and go as much as $300.
Is $100 per gift? Is that where that goes?
No,
it's total.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. And then 46% spend less than $100 on their own gift. They say top self-giving gifts that we do give, the top three are a nice dinner. We'll splurge on a nice dinner and say it's a Christmas dinner for us.
Well, yeah, because you're out shopping all day and you're burning all those calories, and then it's late and you're like, I don't want to go home and cook.
And they put the restaurants right in the mall for you.
It's so convenient.
Yeah. I'm like, as you're walking out.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So also another thing is nice clothes. Number two on the list of what we give ourselves.
I can see that being real easy, because if you're shopping for other people's clothes and you see something on the mannequin you like, you're like, I'm going to get that for me.
And then?
Yeah, or it's BOGO, and you buy one, get one, and you're like, whoop, whoop, that one's mine.
There you go.
And to be honest, I don't even see that as a Christmas gift. You need clothes, and if you find something you like, you grab it. That's a year-round thing.
Okay, and then self-care stuff like spa visits or anything for self-care was number three on the list. So you know guys aren't doing this as much. More women self-gift themselves than men do when it comes to the Christmas season.
Hmm.
It's a reward. It's just a little good job, Tori.
I think maybe that's because you guys are shopping more, most likely. Like Tom's wife does most of the Christmas shopping for all of his family and her family.
That's not really fair. I do quite a bit of the shopping.
Do you really?
I do. I get on Amazon. Mm-hmm. I click on the buttons, and I buy a lot of stuff for people.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty easy.
But before Amazon came along, she did most of the shopping, right?
How long back are you going, man?
Well, I'm like ancient times, back in the 1800s.
That's about right, because Amazon's been around for a long
time. You know, I'm curious, how long has Amazon? Because it has changed your life when it comes to Christmas shopping. It's so easy, and it's so easy to self-gift something, too, when you're sitting there, and you're like, oh, I just push this button. I got something coming to me as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, the bill for the credit card.
Yeah.
There was only a way to search up and find out that it's 30 years old.
30 years old? Wow. That seems...
They look older.
1994.
Yeah. I bet Amazon got some Botox in 2 days or less or something.
Didn't it start out like a book?
Books only, but it gets better than that, Cato. You know where it started? Jeff Bezos' garage in Bellevue, Washington. So he literally had a bunch of books in his garage and was shipping them out to people.
Hmm. You know what, Jeff Bezos? You're like our little Santa Claus. Thank you.
He's more like an elf.
Yeah, you know what? That's true.
He's a little smaller guy.
Put a little elf hat on him.
Plus
he would
he's
be
bald headed. He got none of Santa's hair. You got to give the man credit, though.
Yeah.
He started a business in his garage and it became the biggest online sales business in the world. My biggest complaint with Jeff Bezos is that he quit and left Andy Jassy in charge, who's a screwing it all up now. He's the reason why everything's messed up.
And you know what? I just realized why I'm not as more successful than I am, because I don't have a garage.
See?
That could have changed your whole life.
My whole life could have changed with a garage.
There you go.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You know, we were just talking about Amazon while we were talking about shopping for Christmas, and there's probably very few people who shop for Christmas and don't at least swing through Amazon.com.
Yeah.
I know there's some people who are diehard Luddites who just refuse to embrace technology, but Amazon has permeated our world. The trucks are everywhere. The boxes are on everyone's porches. We even love the little A to Z with a smiley face arrow logo that goes on the Amazon boxes.
And they even make gift cards for Amazon that looks like little Amazon trucks. Like it comes in a little Amazon truck.
Oh, I got to get one.
Cutest stinking thing I've ever seen.
My daughter gave me a birthday card. And the birthday card was cut up and shaped like a box, an Amazon box. And it even had the little logo because she says, everything I get comes in an Amazon box.
That's a smile.
That's a smile. The arrow is a smile.
You learn something new every day, don't you?
What'd you think it was?
So,
check mark.
One thing I noticed with my kids, a lot of the times they come home with this stuff from school. It seems to be teaching communism and capitalism is bad. Well, let me tell you, Amazon is the poster child for capitalism.
All right.
The story behind this is simply amazing. In 1994, Jeff Bezos decided he was going to start an online company so that he would not feel bad later for not taking advantage of the online boom. So he started building a business plan for this. He didn't even know what he was going to do yet. He left his job as a vice president at a Wall Street firm, moved to Seattle, where he began to work on his business plan for what would become Amazon.com. He originally named it Kadabra.
Oh, wow.
Like abracadabra. But he changed it a few months later.
It's like your package just arrived at your front door.
Ta-da!
It's magic!
That's what I'd have named it. Ta-da!
He changed it a few months later because a lawyer misheard it and called it Kadaver.
Oh, well, I don't want that on my front porch.
He didn't want that. So he selected his name by looking through a dictionary, and he settled on Amazon because it was a place that was exotic and different, just as he envisioned for his internet enterprise. And the Amazon River, he noted, was the biggest river in the world, and he planned to make his store the biggest store in the world.
Wow, big ego, huh?
Additionally, a name that began with A was preferred because it would probably be at the top of an alphabetized list. And Jeff Bezos told a reporter he felt it was important that he was the first to be doing it because he says there's nothing about what I'm doing that can't be copied. But McDonald's was copied, too, but they're still a huge multi-billion dollar corporation because they were the first.
Yeah.
Well, in the early days, Amazon operated out of Bezos' garage at Northeast 28th Street in Bellevue, Washington. However, he originally decided what to sell. And for those of you who don't know, Amazon originally didn't sell everything.
Right.
In fact, it originally didn't sell anything but one thing, and that was books.
Yeah.
He had put together a list of 20 products that could be marketed online. And the five most promising products, he said, were compact disc, computer hardware, computer software, videos, and books. Mm-hmm. He chose books because he felt there was a large worldwide demand for literature and the price on books wasn't very high. Plus, there was a huge number of titles available. He did have help. His parents helped out. They invested $246,000 in his business. So mom and dad gave him a little head start.
I guess so.
They didn't have to help long. Within 2 months, Amazon sales were $20,000 a week.
Wow. Oh, okay.
2 months after he started.
Now, I'm guessing, you know, he just set up the hub for Amazon, and then people across the world could sell their books on Amazon, right?
Actually, I can explain that very well for you, because Barnes & Noble sued Amazon in 1997, saying that Amazon's claim to be the world's largest bookstore was false, because it wasn't a bookstore at all. It was a book broker. So a lot of times they would sell the book, but it would actually ship from maybe the publisher or somewhere else. But they just were the middleman that did arrange the sell and had all of the fancy graphics and descriptions up.
Mm-hmm.
But Jeff Bezos has gone on to be one of the world's richest men. Amazon, the leading online industry as far as selling products. And of course, they branched out from books and eventually sold everything.
Exactly. And changed Christmas shopping for us for the rest of our lives. And I am broke because of Jeff Bezos, because it's so easy just to push a button and it shows up at your door.
Now, the sad news, and I mentioned this earlier, but Jeff Bezos pretty much stepped down from operations of Amazon of several, maybe 5 years ago. And he promoted Andy Jassy, who is now the CEO. And Andy has succeeded in dismantling a great deal of what made Amazon so great.
Like two-day shipping? Because I very rarely get that anymore.
That's someone you can look to.
Thanks,
basically,
Andy.
Cost-cutting kicked in whenever Andy got in control. And so, as a result, Amazon, for a lot of people, is a shell of what it used to be.
It's worse for us, but better for them, because they're making a lot more money.
But they were making plenty of money. Now, that's another interesting thing. People don't know this. There was a time where Amazon lost money year after year. But there was one thing that saved them, and that's called AWS, Amazon Web Services. Their web services unit that hosted online websites made the money to cover their losses on goods for a long time.
Is Andy also the reason that when I try and return stuff now, it's very finicky? It's like, if you've used it, you can't do it. If you've opened it, you can't do it.
Well, I don't see that. They always ask me if I return something, was the product used? I just, it was, but it's not what I needed. And they take my money.
Yeah, here lately, every time that I try to return something, I get this pop-up that's like, if it's been used, we're not taking it.
Really?
They still do.
I don't get that.
Which is weird, because I still send it back. I'm like, we're going to chance this. But yeah, I've gotten it a couple times.
I would blame Andy.
Dadgummit, Andy.
I mean, I can't tell you everything he did, but he's the guy in charge.
I'll be honest, I was always a Buzz Lightyear fan, more so than Andy. Or... No, that was Woody.
Andy was the owner.
Sorry.
That was funny.
Yeah, Woody's going to take his name off the bottom of his shoe. Andy done made everybody mad.
Yeah. Well, that was educational for us. And,
boring?
Know, not really. I mean, it really, Amazon's changed and made Christmas much easier as far as shopping for everybody.
Yeah.
It's boring to people who don't have ambition.
Is Andy also the reason
jam.
That Prime Video and music is not that great either?
No. That wasn't that great even, I think, when Jeff was there. But I think Jeff was trying to make it good, and Andy screwed it.
When I signed on for Amazon, you got unlimited music. And then now you have to pay extra for the unlimited package, and they get to choose what you get to listen to.
Oh, wow.
And then even on my playlist, I can't even listen to the songs I want to. That says, we'll play your song in a couple of songs, but you're going to have to listen to two songs that you don't even know first.
So you three have been complaining. I am not going to say a word, because I know Amazon is probably listening in right now, and I'm going to get my packages in 2 days or less.
I got mine yesterday, so I can talk.
Until the next time you order.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Who do you least expect to get a gift from this year?
Y'all.
Your ex.
That's a good one, Hawk.
Wow. Yeah.
Most people say their boss. They're not expecting to get a gift from their boss. But 20% or 1 out of 5 people do think they'll get a gift from their boss. Which is kind of sad, because it used to be, a Christmas bonus was an expected thing.
Yeah.
And then slowly but surely, companies said to their employees, we don't really give a crap about you, so we're not going to give you a Christmas thing. And what will you do about it anyway? You're not going to quit. We know you won't quit, so we'll just quit giving you Christmas bonuses. You suck.
Yeah. It all started with Christmas vacations.
What are you talking about?
The National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That's what that movie's about. Where he's going to buy the pool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well,
where's the Tylenol?
Yeah. The preferred gift is cash. They also said that people would be very happy with extra paid time off, gift certificates to a store or restaurant, or a physical present such as a technology gadget or an item of clothing. To me, I think you're aiming low. You're going to end up with a hat with your company's name on it before you know it.
Yeah.
Now, back in the past, we did have one year we had a big party here in the building, and they gave away a bunch of stuff they had stolen from the record companies, like DVD players and things at the time were a pretty big deal, big screen TVs and stuff. Right. I think Hawk won most of them.
Yeah, not every employee got one.
No,
so
that's
true. So that wasn't really a bonus.
I just won two.
It is odd that instead of giving everyone something, they gave a few people something really great.
Yeah.
Yeah, they always think raffles are such a great idea. But what about us unlucky ones who very rarely win anything?
Mm-hmm. Now, for a long time, we did have... was it Bricks and Ivy? Was that where those parties were?
No, it
was
Ink
and
Ivy.
What was it?
Brick Street. Yeah, they downtown. Had that delicious cake.
And they would give out, almost everyone got like a $50 gift card.
That's true. I forgot about that.
Whether it was Lowe's or something, it was usable.
I forgot about that.
And so that was kind of like a bonus, like a very small bonus. Yeah. But we don't do any of that anymore. We just get a party.
Honestly, guys, I mean, no one does, really. I mean, there's...
What are we talking about? We've done this on the show before, and people call in with astonishing bonuses.
I'd love to see some right now. 1-800-360-937. Just text it in. Tell us what your Christmas bonus was this year, because less and less of my friends are not getting Christmas parties either.
That didn't make any sense, but...
What do you mean?
Less and less of your friends are not getting Christmas parties.
You know what he meant.
Christmas parties and bonuses. Like, that's where they normally give you the Christmas bonuses at the party.
I went recently to a company party, Christmas party, and every employee walked out of there with... The least you can win was a $25 gift card.
Right.
But they had big screen TVs. They had $100 bills in prizes, the $50 bills in prizes. So you could either walk out of $25 or $100 plus a TV.
Companies nowadays would be like, you still have a job. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. We're not really guaranteeing that too much past January either.
Yeah.
It is sad that basically what it means is that they don't value you. That's what it boils down to.
I know that.
Because it doesn't cost them that much to set aside a little bit for the end of the year to buy some stuff for everybody. And plus, it's a great way, too, to treat... You know, there's employees who make a lot of money, employees who don't make a lot. And you can give them all the same thing. That gives the people who don't make as much a feeling... For them, it's more money, for one thing. $100 means more to someone making $30,000 a year than it does to someone making $130,000. Mm-hmm. So it's a way for you to make the employees that you may reward the least feel better.
Here's so it's so funny, and this is all I'm saying, Tom. For 10... years you've been saying, complaining about this. We don't get any Christmas bonus. I don't think they really care or are listening to us.
I think the mistake you're making is assuming I'm doing this for us. I'm talking about this for everybody.
Oh, you're leading the charge of
I think
for
it's
everybody.
Sad. I think companies that don't do this, they have to sit there and know their employees. And then they complain about quiet quitting and people getting less involved in work. Sure they do, because they don't think you care about them.
I messaged them at 7 o'clock last night, and how dare my employee not respond? You're not paying me past a certain time.
You're an employer?
Huh? No, like, I've seen...
You said
seen,
your employee.
Yeah, as in, like, I'm the employer messaging you after hours and mad you're not responding.
Oh, okay. They got upset with you for not responding.
What you should respond is say, it's after 7. Are you writing me about my Christmas bonus?
Yeah.
Just curious.
Yeah.
But that's the difference now. Used to, people went and worked for a company. The company treated them with respect. There was things like pensions and there was Christmas bonuses. And now it's like... Come to work, okay. Don't come to work. We don't really give a crap. You're fired. We'll get somebody else. We weren't going to treat you well anyway.
Yeah.
And until somebody as a company decides, you know what? We're going to cultivate loyal employees that appreciate working here and know they're appreciated, it's not going to get better.
Can we have like a class action lawsuit? You know, have you been cheated out of your Christmas gift?
Your Christmas bonus.
If so, I am signing up for that one.
You know, if all employees would just walk out, just like either you're going to do this or we're all walking out.
We got to have jobs.
Yeah. And plus, you know, they'd replace everybody immediately. That's how it works.
or they would give some people more money to come back and step across the lines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, y'all getting too complicated for me.
Well, apparently we need to kiss more butt at work.
I ain't doing
it. It doesn't matter. Yeah. The people who kiss butt here aren't getting bonuses either. No one's getting bonuses. We need to get some management that cares.
Well, Rudolph, he's kissing some butt, apparently. This is Rudolph the Brown-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, no.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner. He'd say to Santa,
Mr. Claus, I love your sleigh.
All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him lame.
You're so jolly.
They always knew that Rudolph,
what's an eggnog,
never had an ounce of shame.
Have you lost weight?
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, boy, I'll tell you what. $10 to smooch my butt.
Then howled the reindeer low him, and they shouted out to see Rudolph the brown-nosed reindeer.
Move to the left there.
You'll suck up for anything.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good.
Da 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 da.
Ho, 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 ho.
Gee, that's work.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.